Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your go-no-goes based on the data you had printed LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're going fine.
Okay, retro, go. Fido, go. Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Telcom,
go.
GNC,
go.
Econ,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody. It's a very nice day here in the Sierra Nevadas. Cloudy, a little bit of cloudiness, but it's holding heat in, and I wish I'd had a white Christmas here, but then again, all that snow to tramp through and all that, I don't know. So California, out here in the lower part of the Sierras, kind of nice today. Woke up quiet Christmas here at the house, here at the ranch. As many of you know, I'm recovering from surgery, and this is actually the best I've felt in probably about 8 months. I woke up yesterday, and it was like a fog had lifted. I was actually just really feeling like things are starting to come together. So I am very much on the mend. And getting my energy back. My mother and father last night got a touch of a small bug, and so did my cousin, who's going to be over. So I'm going to be not hugging them too closely. So I'm going to be the well one, and now they're all taking turns at feeling sick. So it's going to be interesting. But I really like the fact we had just this quiet, nice Christmas. And I looked out there and didn't see too many shows today for the paranormal genre. So I thought we'd do a one-hour show for right now. And then I'm thinking I'm going to go ahead and schedule a 10 o'clock our time, Pacific time, show. And we're going to be probably doing another hour. So I'm splitting it up. And we'll do an hour to just bring in Christmas and find out what people got for Christmas. And maybe they want to share messages. Today I am going to do the Naughty Nice list, which I've been meaning to get to. Wanted to do it last night, but we had family stuff going on, and I finally just said, to heck with it, we'll move the show out to Christmas Day. So I've got that planned. We do have a caller out there, and of course you know the number is 646-478-0377. You must call in to say Merry Christmas. So we will do that. Let's see, what's going on? My friend Sharon Coyle of not only Journey Paranormal, but Rolling Hills Asylum. She made it onto an episode of Ghost Adventures, had the boys out to her place because she owns Rolling Hills. If you happen to be a friend of hers on Facebook, go out and listen, because we're having a little bit of a controversy about the EVP she got last night. She went in to wish her spirits there a Merry Christmas, and she got what we think is from Roy, the giant ghost in there, who was an inmate for many, many years, left there 12 years old, and he was there 50-some-odd years before he passed away. He had gigantism, usually caused by a tumor on the brain. So he had been a very cultured, educated man who stayed there throughout his life and knew no other life, and was well taken care of, I think, by the people there, really much loved. And he wished Sharon a Merry Christmas. So there's disagreement as to whether it's Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, which I think it says, and Happy Hanukkah. So it's depending on who's listening to it. So we're going to put that on. Let's see who we have up here. I'm going to get to the caller. Boy, it's surprising today for Christmas to see this many people. I was figured we'd get one or two listeners, but good to see you out there. Dan here is hanging out with us, Mr. Daniel Adam. Guest 821 and 823. And 824, you are from France. Good to see you. Merry Christmas. Pontifex, good to see you. Quinny is here. Quinny, all the way from, out in the east coast of these United States, out near Brooklyn, I think. She's going to hit me. I'm going to get it wrong here, but I think it's Brooklyn. Soul Angel 83 is with us. And we got one caller. I am going to do some readings. I'll do a little Christmas spirit stuff. And I'm going to go ahead and take the 662 caller who called in well before the show started, and I was I had a little trouble with the broadcast computer. I forgot how things work, and then we had a little trouble on Blog Talk. It would not answer my calls off my Skype line. I couldn't get on the air. Finally, I reloaded Firefox, and then everything came up. So it was a glitch at my end, not Blog Talk's end. So. Before I answer the call, I will make one statement. I am going to go ahead and do the subscription to Blog Talk here on December 30th. I'm going to go ahead and renew and actually go into a paid subscription for Blog Talk to keep on doing the shows. So we're going to continue on with things here, and so you will continue to have us here, just as Kathy will be. So that is definitely in the works, and I'll be doing also simultaneous Blog Talk / Shoutcast shows. So we have, she's in Jersey. There it is. I was thinking, I knew I had it wrong there. Cleaning. My brain is just a little off today. She's on the west side of the Poconos. Can you say that fast? West side of the Poconos. So west side. And she is a sweetheart, and not only Merry Christmas to her, but Merry Christmas to Richie, who was her boyfriend. He is now in spirit, and he's made himself plainly aware not only to her, but he's been a regular visitor here in Shingle Springs, of all places. So we are looking forward to hearing more about what he's up to on the other side. But I'm going to go ahead and bring on 662 area code. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, hi.
Hi.
I'm Lashandra.
This is Melissa?
No, Lashandra.
Oh, Melna? Melna? Okay.
Hello.
And you got to listen in to all my gyrations as I was getting the show started up. So.
My name is Lashandra. Lashandra.
Oh, Lashandra. I'm sorry. There we go. A little bit louder there. That worked. Okay, got it down. What can I do for you, my dear?
My husband and I, we are not together. He left on Monday. And I was just wondering, do you see a reconciliation between us eventually?
Well, since it's such a fresh break, that's going to be, again, as a medium, I talk to dead people real well. When I deal with matters on this side, I'll go with what my guides are telling me. But this is usually a matter of, two free wills on this side, and this is your karmic lesson. So what I would say is, just right off the bat, something like this is going to take a little time. And my instinct is if you don't put pressure on him and kind of give him some space to go through whatever he needs to, and you do the same with your growth, that you have more than a fair shot. Now, I'm gonna take a leap there and say probably by April, you're gonna know one way or another. And I'd say if you go through the necessary steps and maybe work with him in some counseling and stuff like that, you probably have a more than fair shot. And I would bet on it. you know, would be my belief on it. But, you know, it's such a fresh break. I would say for you that, yeah, that now's not the time to focus so much on that event. It's happened. You're going to feel it. It's going to hurt. But the thing to do now is give thanks for what you do have. And it's Christmas Day, you know, and we're all here with you. You got a bunch of people sitting there who are all like, you know, when you said that, my heart just went, oh, no. You know, and I just really feel for you, sweetheart. So I do think, though, that you have a better than average shot. He is workable. He's actually fair. He's got a fair side to him, and he's just everything's mixed up. And you need some space, both of you, to kind of go back to your individual and figure it out.
Well, the thing is, I'm trying to relocate, and I'm trying to relocate to Houston. I have an interview in Houston next week. I'm trying to make arrangements so that I can, you know, make it to the interview. So if I, you know, get the job, then I'm leaving, and he's going to be left here, behind.
Yeah, but that still doesn't change the fact that you're married, correct? You're married?
Oh, yes, we're married.
Well, you know, love is always about accommodation and meeting in the middle on a lot of things. And sometimes people do things that for love that are surprising. It doesn't matter where you are. What matters is what you know, what's in the heart, because the rest of that follows. That's all just mechanics and technical stuff. That doesn't mean much when it comes to the two hearts together. If you guys
get through
this,
do you see that happening for me? Me relocating to Houston.
I would say that if you have a good shot at it. You know, to me, the initial feeling I get is the interview goes well, and that you're probably going to be offered the position. I think that you're going to get it. You know, it's not. You know, you're putting a lot on the line here. This is, you know, you got, you know, different potential futures are rising up out of this. You know, the question is kind of putting out to the universe and really having a talk with God and yourself about this, you know, when off air. excuse me. But what I would say would be that if you have that honest talk and you find out what you really want and put it out to the universe and then just let God and let go. That's the real secret to this kind of thing is really projecting out there what you want, and then to let it kind of sit and see what happens. Talk to his higher self, you know, about where he wants to go and what he wants to do. You may find that there is some middle ground that you can both accommodate. So I do think you've got a good shot at it.
So he's not a lost cause.
It's not a lost cause if you play your cards right. But, you know, when it comes to relationship troubles, especially at Christmas, oh Lord, it's really a highly charged thing. And the big thing to do right now is just to accept this has happened and then, you know, let it sit, let it go for a while.
I haven't been communicating with him. He did call me. He called me right after he left and I wasn't answering. And the first time I spoke to him was on Thursday. But we haven't spoken to each other, you know, since. And when we did speak to each other Thursday, it was very brief. It was pretty much on business type.
Well, then that's the best you can do at this point. He's going to sort out his feelings. We men, again, when we have like this kind of thing happen, we go into our caves, and you know, no amount of prodding, poking is going to, you know, force us out of there. We're going to be in there a while. He's got to sort it out. And when he comes out of the man cave, he'll be ready to talk when he's ready, and he'll come to you. So just keep the door open. And then just when it happens, listen, you know, really listen to him, and then repeat back what he says. Repeating back things is a great technique in listening. I do it all the time in my professional and personal life. And, if I really want to get it through to the other person that I'm really carefully listening to them, I'll repeat back what they say and validate that, and then that makes them realize you are putting the effort in. You're not shut down, and that's when you can move closer together. So I give you a good shot there at that, because you're a good listener.
There is a third party involved on his side.
Huh. Well, Renick, the fact that he put a marriage in with you, it's a big thing. Give it a chance. Yeah. You hang in there, hon. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
And Merry Christmas to you.
You too.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Bye. Okay, and we've had the chat room has begun to fill up. My goodness, we got a bunch. Here, I'm going to go ahead and close that window. Soul Angel had a chat with me. Anyway, let's see. Dominica's here. We got Dom. Paranormal Guys. Hey, great to see you. Merry Christmas to the Paranormal Guys. We got, who else is here? A couple of the guests are still remaining at 21824. We lost one somewhere. They're out there somewhere. We got to find them here. Let's see. Paranormal stories or anything you guys want, go ahead and feel free to give me a call. The number is 646-478-0377. I do have in front of me here for this remaining 45 minutes on the show today. Let's see. The first thing is, we're going to do a show tonight about 10 o'clock, so I'll schedule that up once I get back up to the main ranch house, and then we'll do another 1 hour and find out what loot you guys got for Christmas, and I'll talk a bit about mine after we read the list. But let me see. I did happen, because I'm very connected to certain people on, let's say, the Christmassy side. I actually came into possession through various means, and I never reveal the sources and methods, of course, how we get these things, but I did come into Santa's naughty nice list. Was suddenly dropped in my world. And so I've got an interesting list here. We've got, right at the top of the list is Dan Adam. It's strange to see he's there. He ended up with a phone that would get through to any Blog Talk show anytime, and he's on the nice list. So he's going to be actually a priority caller for the coming year. 2011 is his year with the Blog Talk call-ins. So to him, that's just amazing. Dominica is on the nice list, of course. She's number two there. She's done very well. She's going to get her community. And Spirit Baby just popped in with a message. I'm reading that. I'll tell you what, go ahead and call in, and as soon as I get through the naughty nice list, and you're on the list too, by the way. I just see you down there. You're down a little ways there. and it's for a reading. Sure, we'll do a reading, and then we'll talk about your gift. So I've got that marked in. Let's see. We've got Paranormal Guys. You're on the list. It's just amazing. I can't understand how this could be the same as the guest list here. Somehow this is just magical. Paranormal Guys have ended up with this EVP unit that's just astounding. Class A every time. I don't understand how. Man, I wish I had that. You guys are so lucky. I mean, good Lord. Zach from Ghost Adventures, actually broke through there. He's on the nice list. He's getting acting lessons and some more girlfriends. So we're definitely working on that. The acting lessons are going to help a bunch, but I don't think he needs that much. But anyway, let's see. We got Pontifex. You're on the list. You are getting – let me look here. No, you're on the nice list. There's no coal for you. You are getting a really nice new laptop, I think, is coming in for you with all pre-tuned Blog Talk, everything. So all paranormal shows and anything to do with spirituality. That's for you. Let's see. Quinny. Quinny is going to be getting a fantastic new job. She's on the nice list. Santa said, good work. And she's also going to be getting a clairaudient ability. She'll be able to listen to spirits directly. So, nope, you're not on the, and she's getting tires, car debt. Well, the next new job is going to fix all that. See, you're going to have all the money. Let's see, we've got Roll 57. Roll 57, you're going to be getting a new aircraft. You're on the nice list, and you'll be able to do a pull all kinds of rolling maneuvers in that craft, aerobatics. If you throw up, you're just going to have to carry a bag. Let's see, Soul Angel. Yes, Soul Angel, you are on the list. Let's see. Soul Angel is getting, I don't know how you're going to take this. Let me see. What is this I'm reading here? You're on the nice list, but are you going to be spending time with a convent making wine? Okay, you're going to be making wine with the sisters. All right. Enjoy the wine. Let's see, Spirit Baby. Spirit Baby, well, Sam's going to be nice to you. You're having a baby. I bet you're real surprised at that. So hopefully you're married or have a boyfriend. That's going to be nice. Let's see. Let's see, here we go. Let's see, Ghost Hunters. Also getting a nice new EVP unit that works every time on every investigation. You know, Courtney's going to hear them bumbling and mumbling and shouting. No, it's going to be absolutely clear, Courtney. No doubt. It's going to be just like you and I talking. Spencer Hughes, my best mate, my best friend. He's number two here at GRI. His own pet ghoul. And he's on the nice list. Santa's been nice to him. Sarah Hughes, his wife. You know, recovering from surgery just as I've been. 65 years of awesome health delivered in person by Santa. Got Zach already. Kathy Bradshaw. It's astounding. Kathy Bradshaw. Who would have thought? Nice. She's getting the tent house from Harry Potter. It's small on the outside, but big on the inside. You remember that? That tent house when they went in and it was like huge, you know, and then when they walk out, it looks just like any other tent. Yeah, she's got a space problem, so she needs like that tent house. Chrissy McVicker, you know, if the word can get out to Chrissy, definitely on the nice list. A Hawaiian vacation, she deserves it. Margie Folger, nice, and it cannot be discussed on air. Jennifer Evans, nice, she gets a Catwoman suit, okay, with the whip and everything, I guess. TJ Freeland, she's a good friend of Spencer and Sarah. She is getting a round-the-world tour. Maybe you ought to hang out with Chrissy. Joy Whittington, our own witch who comes in here, she's getting a Nimbus 2000 broom from the Harry Potter series. She's getting the Nimbus 2000. Let's see. Audrey Quinn, my acting friend, who is trying to get me into Hollywood. Let's see. She just needed flat-out cash. No gift certificates, just a wad of bills. And so $50,000 to her. Santa's going to be great to her. And she sent me a great picture in the mail here of herself signed, and that was beautiful. She's a stunning woman. You have to take, you know, just look her up on Blog Talk, Audrey Quinn. Jeannie Marie out there in, I think she's in the, I'm trying to remember which state she's in the South. But hopefully she evaded all the snow. But Jeannie is getting 10 years of free travel, so it's a big travel season for several of you. Elizabeth Rose, incredible wealth and fame. What's a really cool job? She's getting that. She's on the nice list. Lucy, my other witchy friend, Lucy DiNello, nice. Also gets a Nimbus 2000. Quinny, there was one more for you here. Actually, you had an additional gift because you were so good. Pampering in a Florida spa. Let's see. What else have we got here? I do have some naughty lists here. For Congress, naughty. A lump of coal for every single member. It doesn't matter which side you're on. You're all getting coal. So there. For the president, naughty. A pile of ashes. Just whatever you want to do, sir. You know, obviously, you two or you in Congress are going to have to knock this over. The Iranian government, naughty. And instead of a pile of ashes, they get turned into a pile of ashes. You know, that is potentially in the future, but that's the list so far that I have it. It turned out it was heavily damaged when I got it, so I may be able to make out more as it comes in out of this. It seems to have magical properties, so I'm going to hang on to this scrap of paper. Santa touched it, so as people come in and out of the chat, we'll see how that goes. But let's see. Spirit Baby is, I think, probably out there. Nope, Spirit Baby has not dialed in, so we got no dialers here. Nope, no takers coming in. 646-478-0377. Soul Angel. Oh, come on, Soul Angel. Drink your wine. Be happy. You get to help make it. You know, look at that. And prayers of the sisters. I mean, come on. It's exciting. And they're party animals. I was like, come on. So, but the Christmas for me has been really special. It was really cool this morning. I woke up for the first time at 7:30, which I usually wake up between 7 and 7:30. Since surgery, it's been, you know, going to sometimes about 9 o'clock for me. And I'm sleeping really hard, so my body's just been doing all those repairs. And this morning I popped up, and actually I did wake up at 6:30, and I kind of laid there and looked around, and went, oh, it's Christmas, cool. And then, 7:30, I finally, became fully awake. Popped in, grabbed coffee, everybody's wandering around, stumbling around, and, the Christmas tree was lit up. Mom walked in and lit that up, and then she handed me my gift, and I ended up with a Dremel tool set. So I've got things I can do. It's kind of a major hit to do repairs. So I'm being pressed back into service here in the ranch, but it's also for my model making and things I like to do and the electronic work. So I've got a tool that will let me do all kinds of neat stuff. So I was real pleased with that. I treated myself. I bought the Spirit Box SP7. Matter of fact, for those of you into the paranormal world, the SP7 is actually named, the Spirits actually helped name this product. It was kind of a collaborative effort with, oh God, now I'm going to do it again with his name, Chris. Chris, I'm gonna look it up here. Chris, SP7. And pull that up here. Gosh darn. Here we go. Mel SP7. And, on the magazine. I've got to pull that back up. If you go up to unknownmagazine.com, you pull this up here, guys. Sorry, I'm not the best typer today. And pull that up. Chris Fleming, that's it. But that name, for some reason, is just not sticking. I'm still having little issues, remembering things and all that. Probably it's all the medicine they gave me. And I finally am completely off everything except my normal stuff. But, yeah, the SP7 unit is amazing. These things are, I think he had about 11 of them when I popped in. And, matter of fact, I'll pop the link out here for you guys to see this. It was actually, it's actually out of production. And I managed to get a hold of one. And now my browser is acting weird. Okay. Oh, and I've got the question by Spirit Baby. So, I'm going to go ahead and pop this out there. Yeah, but they had a bunch of these left, and they were like $99. And you can see them actually being used. So I went ahead and picked up one, and I'm going to start using it on the show. So as soon as I get it here in the coming week, we'll do a special show right off the bat because I'll be so excited. And we'll see if I can get some entities coming through and want to talk to us, so we'll share some things. And let's go ahead with the reading here. Spirit Baby is not dialed in. So I got the question here. And this is about a journalism thing. She says, I would like to know if I'll transfer to a college. It has a good undergraduate journalism program. The school that I'm currently attending at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, does not have a journalism program. I'm seeking a transfer. I want to transfer to another university for fall 2011. I'm planning to stay in the Maryland District of Columbia area. I'm interested in university. Have you come to me before with this question? This sounds familiar, Spirit Baby. So before I answer it, and you've been constantly telling your angels about this. So this is a matter, again, of free will. And, Gabriel. Oh, Gabriel, I just found you're on the nice list. Yeah, a whole book on angel, talking to angels is coming your way. Yeah, yeah. It'll help you quite a bit more. So, Spirit Baby, I just seem to remember someone's come to me about a university question before, and was it you? Just a yes or no before I answer it. But what I will say is this. Again, I'm a medium. I talk to dead people. the psychic stuff, I do some of that, but sometimes I do get little thing, indications from the other side about things like this that are on this side of the veil. But what I'm getting with this is, number one, you've already declared the intent. And when you declare the intent, especially if you're extremely clear about what you want, which you are extremely clear about, the universe has this way of working. If you continually do that, and you've been talking to your angels about it, so you're all over this, you're already making that manifestation come true. It's really in your hands to actually make that happen. And I really believe that that will occur for you. Because if it was you that did this before and you're still working on this means you're doing everything possible. if it isn't coming true, and which let's say that you've been asking for this for a year and it's still not happening, it's probably a money thing, and it's probably going to be a case of you needing to look at what you need to change. But which university accepts you, that's up in the air. I'm not going to pull that out. You know, when I get my stuff from the other side, it's usually when they plant images in my mind, and I'll actually see things. Like the other day with Kathy, her and I were on the phone, and we were talking, and she mentioned her grandmother, and all of a sudden I see a picture of a bell, you know, and I was just overwhelmed by it, and I'm going, what the heck is this? And finally I said, okay, you know, your grandmother's coming through, and I think she's saying something about a bell, and she just was in shock, because I never knew anything about her grandmother. And it turned out her name was Mary Bell. So what this is for you is, you know, is really, it's not my place to say it, you know, but, I'm going to take a risk. Let me just kind of meditate on this and see if I, you know, because you did give me three of them. Well, I'm going to go with a toss-up between American University and George Washington, and it's going to be 50-50 on that. It's just going to be, if I had to guess, it would be American. You know, but that's just me taking a shot, and it's going to be the letter that you get back, I think, is going to be the thing, is, and how adjustable they are to working with your situation. Again, though, you're responsible. You got to make that happen in your own way there at Spirit Baby. So, you know, it's, again, these kind of readings, I do them, but, you know, I'm not going to put too much behind it, because I'm a different kind of person when I do the work I do. So we're going to go ahead and go to that. So I hope that helped you, and I don't see you responding. So if you do pop up, let me know. Anyway, let's go. We got 50. Wow. Do I have 58 minutes remaining? Let me reload this page. Maybe it's not reloading. That's maybe why I don't have any callers. Okay, let's see what we got left. Well, no callers yet, so it's just me, myself, and I on here. Of course, Quinny could call in. Quinny would make my day if she called in. And Spirit Baby took off here, so I don't know if I did good or bad for Spirit Baby, but honestly, you know, the kind of work what we do with when we do the kind of work I do here on air, especially reading directly, you know, the stuff directly. Matter of fact, you know, I think what would be good to do is for me to go ahead. Now, this is showing you with 57 minutes remaining, and I'll be darned, it's 1:02. So maybe I'm supposed to be, I thought I had set the show only for an hour, and I'm already 1 hour or half an hour in. And it's showing me with a 90-minute show, so it did not. Oh, so I ended up with a 90-minute show. You know what, I'm supposed to do this stuff, so I'll tell you what, I'm going to go, I hadn't planned on this, but I think what we'll do, since I got no callers, is I am going to do something with the FM. Yep, we got FM. So what we're going to do is, did anybody else have to come in the back door to get here? So we're going to go ahead and do a little bit of audio work, and I'm going to go ahead and see if we can get some Christmas greetings from the other side. And I'm hoping that maybe if I get lucky, we might end up with Debbie Caruso popping in. So I've got, don't recover. Yeah, I'm going to get rid of that. Okay, so Audacity is up. I'm going to move the switchboard down. Okay, I got the other laptop up. Good. Let's power down the Ghost Outlet store there with the SB7. But as soon as I get that puppy boy, we're going to definitely hit that. So we're going to ask a few questions. Now, if you guys have any particular questions that you want to ask, maybe, you know, for whoever comes in to talk about Christmas and maybe ask for messages from the other side, definitely call in. I do have a 908 out there, but the hand is not up. So 908, big fat guy got into Pawn FX's house last night. Yeah. I happen to see a rather thin Santa on, what is the name of that show with the futuristic town? It's on Sci-Fi Channel, I think, and it's has the sheriff that's there that's always in the middle of all these crazy inventions that go wrong. And they had the town was shrinking, and the only way out was to take this hydrogen crystal. Yeah, Eureka. Yeah, that was it. Eureka. And they had the sheriff and this thin scientist in a sleigh flying up to put this hydrogen up and then detonate it, and it would return the town to normal size. And it was kind of cool. They had a Christmas ornament about 25 feet tall rolling down chasing the sheriff. and bows the size of buildings were flying through the town, and sheriff was telling everybody to run. It was pretty good. I liked it. Yeah, but it's really thin Santa. You know, it's kind of a scrawny Santa. It's not something you see every day. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and before I start, I see a 908 with a hand up. So I'm going to go ahead and go to this laptop. All right, 908, you're on the air.
Hello. Merry Christmas, John.
It's Quinny.
Yeah, you told me to call. I'm calling.
We've been quinified. We got a caller.
Yeah.
How you doing, hon?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you.
So pretty good. I'm hanging in there. It's good to have family nearby and everybody around, and making sure everybody's safe, and then see all my friends are doing good. That's good to see. So really nice just to do a Christmas show and just feel good about being with all the people I care about, you know. So I mean,
yeah.
that's everything right now. So it's just great to have be sitting here. I've got my Dremel. I'm thinking up missions for the Dremel now. So I gotta go cut something or sand something. But I'm not in the mood just yet. But I'm thinking tomorrow I'll do that. So what did you get? What did you get for Christmas?
I got a pair of pajamas. Gift certificates for shopping. And
ooh.
I did ask for tires and a wheel alignment, but the parents said, well, here's the car. So I still need tires and a wheel alignment.
Well, that's always a pain in the lump. You know what? We're going to have like we'll have a telethon, I think, is a future show. We'll have a telethon for getting you tires. I think that's
that
how
would
we
be
go.
Cool. That would be cool.
We'll like ask people to provide like a some way of going through PayPal to get you tires.
I was thinking about a donation site. I need this. New Jersey Discount Auto Tires. Here's the phone number. You can donate to me for tires. Anybody wants to, you want to do alignment? I don't care where.
Well, I think we'll talk about that. Yeah, it would be cool to have like a charity of the month on the show where we pick somebody really in need of something, and then the rest of us all can pony up and throw $5 in the till, and until the goal comes true. So I'll go ahead and pony up $5 for your daughter. All right.
Oh, thank you.
So look at your tire fund going here. So consider it solved. We're going to make this happen. I'll talk to Kathy too. We're going to work on that tire fund for you. You got to be able to move around. Come on, you got to rotate, girl.
That's true.
yeah. So we're working on that. Oh, Alan from Ghost Radio is here. My God, Alan is also on my list here. Alan's here. Alan, you're going to be having your own very own collection of ghosts. You're on the good list. Santa's good list. But it's just coming into view now. There's a collection of ghosts that are going to be at your beck and call. You can actually take them to any haunt, and they're going to be able to work spirits and be getting you good evidence. So they're there with you. Yeah, this is great, for
sounds
Alan.
Like something Richie would do.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I don't know if he asked for it, but I guess Santa saw that he needed it. Another one's coming in here. LOA Gary. Gary has been good. All the warrants have been dropped. I'm not going to go into that. So, the wants and warrants have been dropped. Okay, we'll just leave that alone. We're sure it wasn't any big crime or anything like that. No. Anyway, I'm going to get hit really bad. I don't have no control over what is being shown to me on this paper. It's just a magical paper. It's amazing how Christmas works. Christmas spirit. Tonight, that's what we're going to talk about, too, by the way, on the show. We're going to talk about the Christmas spirit. I've been doing research about the Christmas spirit, And that's also, I think, what some of what we're going to talk about. 10 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, we'll be on for 1 hour, and we'll be talking about the Christmas spirit and trying to bring the Christmas spirit through EVP on air. I don't know anybody that's ever tried this before, so we're going to try to find the spirit of Christmas on air and bring that through and talk to the Christmas spirit. Maybe, who knows, maybe it's, you know, is Santa a real entity? I think it's possible. I mean, given
he was, yes.
Yeah, so maybe the real Santa will come through for us and we can have an actual EVP conversation. You know, I think that would be wicked cool. You know, I mean, it'll be a real disappointment if he has a big scratchy voice and goes, "Hi! Good Christmas." Oh, you don't sound quite right. Let me deepen that, please. I've got filters. We'll work on this. But I promise, it will be all genuine EVPs. Yeah, this is Adam Schwarzenegger coming through, yes. So, but Quinny, do you have any questions maybe you want to try for anybody? Maybe we want to try to bring Richie through.
We can try that. Cool. I don't have any questions.
All right. We'll just have you say hi, Merry Christmas, Richie, and then take it from there. We'll just do like one question and see what he has to say for 30 seconds. Sound like a deal?
Sounds like a deal.
Let's make it happen. We're going in. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and fire this baby up. And let me see. Okay, looks like we got a good signal. I'm going to run a test here. Checking 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we go. Playback. Okay, it's a little bit, I can make that work. I've got abilities. I haven't been in here in a while doing this, so it's going to be kind of a reintroduction to all my stuff. So here we go. Ready to go?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Richie, my Superman, Merry Christmas, Kohomcha.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and turn it down. Let me stop that 25. So I got a 20-second clip. It should go pretty quick. Usually I do the one-minute stuff, but they take a while. And let me see. Let me go ahead and enhance the whole thing and run the compression on it. It always gets things going. Okay, that looks good. And then I'm going to go ahead and, oh, come on. Pretty even-handed. Usually I get a little biased to one direction or another with this kind of thing. And what I mean by that is one channel, the left channel usually is less activity than the right. But you can see a difference. Usually the right channel is usually stronger than it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead and run the cleanup here. Okay, that's got a bunch of the noise. Then let's go ahead and take the remaining. And he said there were some differences on the right channel that are pretty marked, so I think we might have gotten an answer.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and compress that. It's going to be, let me see how that looks. Here we go. All right. I don't know. That's going to be, oh, I see what happened. I had a bit of noise there, and it stopped it from. I can get rid of that. We do some. There's called what's called click removal, and we had a click in there that just really. There it is. Now I can rerun that, the compression, and pull that up, and that should give me some. I was wondering why it was not going the way it should.
Oh.
All right, come on, baby, compress. Okay, much better. Now I can see. Yeah, we definitely got more on the right, and I'm going to pick the low point. It's right about 14 seconds. Grab that sample. And let's go ahead and clean this up. I've never done EVP on Christmas Day. And I am going to go out here. I'm going to get my mom to open up the driveway, and I'm going to go out and to the Shingle Springs Cemetery here this afternoon. Or actually, I'll get my cousin to go. You know, he'll be able to drive. I'm still a little hazy on driving yet because I have to, I've got a 5-pound limit on, I've now a cybernetic organism. I have a Teflon patch in my belly holding me up. So I'm a bionic man. Yes. And, but I don't want to rip my stitches. That would be bad.
Yes, very bad.
So I think I'll have
John has to heal there. First.
Yeah, I got warned in no uncertain terms. Don't rip these. You're gonna regret it. And so I've been just uber careful. I did press it to the envelope once, and I got warned really clearly by my belly, and I was like, okay, I got it. You're right.
Always
right. Okay, and I'm starting to get some stuff washing out here. This is taking a little work. I haven't done this in a while, so bear with me, guys. But I'm getting speech on the right channel really loudly now, so we definitely got something.
Oh, wow.
And I can see it. So I don't know what we got. I don't know who we got. Hopefully it's Richie. But I'm getting right channel speech, and I was hearing some stuff as it was recording. One of the areas I'd like to get into in 2011, too, is the, this is starting to turn out nice. I'm going to have to play it one more time. One of the things I'd like to get into is live EVP, where we actually start getting where all of us can hear it live and I'm not having to go through so much of this stuff. And I do think that's something that's going to happen. A lot of people are going to be really surprised at the in some of the technical developments in this field. I've been doing a lot of research on EVP2, especially its origins and the start of it in what's called instrumental transcommunication. And a lot of people are, have done a lot of great work on it, but it's just amazing to read some of the early stuff. And I'm just kind of going through a tour of history right up to the current day. Okay, is starting to look like something. One more. I'm going to do another sample, remove that, and then we're going to go into... we'll go into this. Yeah, the left channel is completely empty. The right channel is just full of speech, which is a good sign for me. Usually that means my friends who are part of Big Circle, who I am now going to be calling Medium Circle, get it, you generally come through this way, and this is kind of their stock and trade pattern. Okay, we're going to go with your voice to start off. I think we're ready.
Okay.
So go ahead and play it. Here we go.
Richie, my Superman. Merry Christmas. Go home, Chef.
Okay, I'm all set. Got pen and pencil ready. Okay, we're going to go from 5.5 seconds to right about 7.5. Here we go, and I'll put it on repeat play.
He said go home, Chef. Back.
What was that, huh?
I think he said, I'm sorry, I think he said, Kohamcha back.
Okay, let me keep trying that, because I thought I was hearing something about toys. So, hang on, let's see. Okay, that took a little while. And repeat what you said the word meant in Polish, or what were you hearing in Polish?
Well, it's two words. It's koham, che.
Mm-hmm. Koham, che. And what does that stand for?
I love you.
I love you. Okay, because I'm hearing you will like the sofas. And I don't know if that's just me matrixing or what. You will like the sofas. And I don't know if that's for you or for me, because I've been on the sofas for weeks recovering. So that's for me. It's probably for me, because I've been on the sofa going, oh, yeah. And yesterday actually was my first day where I actually could sit up and really just watch TV and really, hang out with the family for the full day. 7.5 to 9.0. You will like the sofas, good lord. Okay, that's pretty clear. Your peace is with you. Your peace is with you. Okay, so that seems to be more Christmassy. I think I'm misinterpreting the first one. And that may be that may very well be Polish, because I'm not hearing it right. And I'm sure I got that first one wrong, so we'll just keep going now. 9.5 to 11.5, here we go. Okay, this sofa thing is just coming back. This says you really need one. How's your furniture situation at the house? I'm sorry to ask this on air.
It's not too good. I really don't sit on the sofa much.
I think the sofa thing is correct then. I think that Richie is saying that you need a new sofa. And the problem is I need a new one. I've got actually my place is fairly small here. I've got a studio. I'm Studio B right now, and I've got the room for the bed but no sofa, and my recliner is in bad shape, and so I think we're probably both being chastised. I'm liking that. I think that's funny. Let's see, 11.5 to 13.5, a little less volume, so we're going to have to listen hard on this one. Here we go.
Okay.
Do you know somebody named Steven? Hello? You
not
there?
Personally. Yeah, sorry, I muted myself. Steven. I have an Uncle Steve.
Well, what I'm thinking here is this is a prediction of the future then, because what it says is you're going to be in love with Stephen. Took me a while to really bring that through, but I think you're going to be meeting somebody named Stephen.
Or Stosh. Or Stosh. I don't know which one's which. I think Stosh is Stephen. I don't.
Okay, well, I think it's going to be, I'm not sure what to say on that, but it's interesting to have that come through like that, so it's an interesting statement. This next one's got, these next ones are fairly loud, and so I'm just going to work my way through them. Let me make sure I got the, okay, that voice up, okay, good. All right, 13.5 to 15, and it's going to be quick, so let's see what we get.
Okay.
Okay, I think Richie is saying he likes him. So I don't think it's, quote, Richie talking so much directly. I think somebody who knows Richie or is with Richie is speaking through.
Okay.
I read this way. And it's basically stating that Richie likes him, if I read this right. So let's go ahead and go with... 15 to 18. This is a fairly long sequence, but we'll see if we get it. Here we go.
Okay.
Blessed this holiday season. First Christmas message.
Oh, nice.
This holiday season. That's good. I like that. Yeah, very powerful, but it looked like it was going to be much more explosive than it was, but it was just a strong, you know, fairly easy read there. Let me go to, this one's going to be short because there's kind of a burst of two, and I want to break it up. So I'm going to go to 18 to 19. Here we go. Does that sound Polish to you? Very.
I didn't hear it very well.
Okay, let me try. I'll try repeating it as it repeats. Very sequin, Mary sequin, Mary sequin. Is there any Polish that sounds like that? It could be something season, holiday season. Maybe let me try it again. I'm going to back off a little and see if I can get a little bit before it to try to get the context. Here we go. I can't tell what it's saying, so I'm going to mark that as an unknown. I just can't quite get the gist of it, so we'll just keep going past it. Maybe it'll become clearer in the next one. 19 to 21.5, here we go. This time moon. This sounds like another language coming through. I'm absolutely perilous time moon. Perilous time moon. Perilous time moon.
I'm going to have to think about that real hard.
Yeah,
they know I don't know that. Yeah, they know that I don't know that many phrases. So.
Yeah, let's see if you come up with anything. Perilous time moon. It's definitely not English like what I'm, you know, I mean, I could try to impose English on it, but it's just not making sense at all. Let's go with 21.5 to 23. So we're getting a mix of English and potentially Polish. Here we go. Okay, this one's for me. Helped with your surgery.
Nice.
Yeah, I actually asked my grandfather, who was a very prominent neurosurgeon. He did research neurosurgery and then went into neuropsychiatry. He actually became an expert on criminal neuropsychiatry. And when this all happened, it was like, you know, I really liked my doctor. My surgeon was great, but I'd never been operated on like that, and I'm like, I had a private moment of going, Grandpa, you've got to be there, man. I mean, you've got to make sure this guy doesn't cut my, you know, my liver out by mistake.
Yeah.
He was there.
Yeah, and Gabe is saying in the chat room that it's hard to hear the recording. Our voices are fine, but the recording is low.
Yeah, that's the problem I've got with this. Is let me see if I can try to boost it a little bit. I'll try putting it on repeat play and bring it up a bit.
Okay.
It's the problem I got with this is it's a very unusual EVP because the whole recording is strange because usually I get much more explosive sounds and. They look like they're going to be real loud, and it turns out it's just this set of voices that are very whispery. And I mean, I really boosted these things up. They're at about as big as I can get on the amplitude, but it's a very unusual set of recordings. They're very, so far, nothing angry, seems complimentary, definitely different language. Uh-huh. And, you know, I'll save the recording out for anybody that wants it. You know, we can post it out there, and you can boost it up. Listen. Yeah, 23 to 25, here we go. I'm going to go ahead and put that on play. Here it goes. If anybody, what was his religious belief, Richie's? Was he Christian?
Religion. Say
yeah,
that again?
Was he Christian?
Yes.
It's interesting at the end. He says, Jesus saved me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a very final thing. Jesus saved me.
Right.
So, yeah, very interesting. So a couple of, you know, let me go ahead and read this back, you know, and just kind of go through it. I didn't write down all the times, but something about the chair, I love you, and you said it was Colleen Char or something.
Colham. Colham.
Colham.
Chair.
Chair.
Colham Chair.
So I love you. And I got, you will like the sofas. Are you, so something about the sofas, like, you will like the sofas. So something with sofas is coming your way. That's, and I think that you also heard I love you in there. So, because there's multiple voices that do come through on EVP. Your peace is with you. You really need one with regard to the sofas. So, and you confirmed that. So, you're going to be in love with Steve. And then it says here, he likes him. Less of this holiday season. Then I had one set of words that I could not interpret. It just didn't make sense at all. It was just speaking, but I don't know what it was. Parallel is something Team Moon, which you're going to have to think about. Then helped with your surgery, basically directed at me. So evidently one of my spirits, probably my grandfather coming through. And then Jesus saved me at the end. So definitely interesting stuff. Oh, and I see Scott Wise is there, dialed in. Okay, we got, so Scott, I'll pull you in here. If you want, you want to stay on, Quinn?
Cool.
Speak like a coaster.
Sure. And when you okay, and when you have a chance, you can email me the clips.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
If I can find that a translation for that.
Yeah, let me go ahead and save this. This is going to be Christmas Quinny reading. Okay, got it. And saving that puppy off.
Thank you.
Okay, and I'll shoot that in the mail to you, and then translation of what I got here. I'll type that up. Okay,
okay.
So let's go ahead and let's see. We're at 1:30 or one. What am I saying? 1:32. It's 1:32 p.m. Pacific time out here, Christmas Day. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, and we have quite a few people in. It'll be unfair of me to stay on till 2, so I may end at about 1:45 because Kathy's show is coming on at 2 o'clock. So definitely want you guys to be part of that. Kathy Bradshaw will be on. John the Teflon Don. You know, my mother was calling me Teflon John because of that. It's an interesting feeling to have something alien like this inside of you. It's like, you know, when they say you got a mesh, you start thinking like, well, what have I got, an onion bag in there? I mean, I actually went out and looked, and you can actually look at the surgery being done and what this stuff looks like. And it's the weirdest looking thing. And I've got a fairly large patch in there. You know, I feel like a bike tire that's been repaired, you know. I'm wondering how well it'll hold. So Alan is saying, as soon as I get some Christmas spirit of mine, I might call in to John. Alan, we're all sending you the Christmas spirit. Everybody is here for you. So Christmas spirit, time for a shot. You definitely are going to get some, my friend. And we got great respect for you. You guys run a great outfit. You know, Ghost Hunters Incorporated. So let's go ahead and bring on, I believe, Scott Wise, GHI. Scott Wise, GHI, is on the air. Speak, my son. Merry Christmas.
Can you hear me, John?
Yeah, we can hear you, my friend.
Hey, I just called to say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah, good to have you on. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, man. I mean, what kind of loot did you get there this morning?
What do you mean by loot? Being ruby? I'm looting right now.
What did you get for Christmas? What kind of loot? What did you get away with? What did Santa bring you?
I thought you said loopy. Loot? Me and the wife decided not to spend so much on each other this year. At least I get more for the kid. So he had a good Christmas. So.
Well, I didn't hear what you said. Someone else had a good Christmas? You didn't? You didn't have a good Christmas?
We had a great Christmas. We just had a really nice lunch today. We had prime rib for lunch today. We have an early supper. And we broke out a nice bottle of wine. And, we had a great day so far. It was an awesome day. So.
Well, yeah. And are you? Did you get any paranormal toys?
I wasn't allowed to get any anymore. I bought them all throughout the year. And my wife told me, she said, "Well, you know your Christmas plan is going to be, I'm going to wind up all your paranormal equipment and take a picture of it and give it to you."
Oh no! Do you have any Christmas ghosts around? I mean, we've actually had quite a few ghosts here on the property recently. I mean, it's been really active. With all the surgeries and everything. So. But how about you? I mean, what have you guys been up to with Ghost Hunters Incorporated?
We just finished up doing a library up in Southern York County. That turned out to be pretty good. We got a lot of EVPs for that. Not so much visual or video, but the library has like four floors to it, and it was just huge. And the problem we were having is trying to decide what we wanted to cover for camera, because we didn't have four DVR night vision cameras. So we also had video cameras that we set up, the Hi-8s. We put them around too. So we got pretty good coverage. I finished my evidence. I'm not sure how far they got with theirs, the other team members. But we have a one come up at the beginning of the year. It's a house in New York, right down the road from me. They have two of the apartments are having issues. The one guy, he sees a shadow. He says almost every night go across the top of the ceiling, and apparently it travels up to the apartment upstairs. They see it too, and they have problems with their pets going crazy and stuff. So we're doing them investigation. I think in mid January.
Wow. I mean, every night. I mean, is he feeling? Is he feeling like it's threatening?
I don't think so. He just says he sees it every night from the one corner. It starts at the bottom one corner and travels across the top of the ceiling right back behind the couch. Now, I mean, I was in there. I mean, I can't. We were in me and Alan were there, and Don, another one of our investigators, were there that night. And we got to talk to the people who were on the second floor and the people on the third floor also. And they seem legit. I mean, they seem like they're partiers too, so we're not sure how to take it yet.
Well, it sounds. I mean, is it repeating every time the same pattern? I mean, is it?
That's what he's saying. And I'm, I have to see to believe it. For anything like that. I mean, John, same thing. It's stories and stories, and unless you can prove something.
Well, maybe you can output him with a Hi-8, with a night shot, and then that way before you go in, have him do it without have a lot of disturbance into the energy of the environment and just see if you get anything, and just have him return the camera. That way when something starts to happen, he hits it, and then you get some preliminary evidence just going in to take a look at it, before you go in there. It sounds like a residual, hunt that's going through.
That's the first thing we thought was a residual. Also, they have cats that go crazy too. Like the one cat won't even go in the kitchen; it would just stand there. Sometimes it hisses and growls too. So, we're looking forward to that one. I mean, we should have plenty of camera coverage for that one.
Yeah, we've got the Navy investigation coming up in January. Spencer and I both, Spencer's wife got operated on. He's my, my partner here at GRI, and she got taken out, and I didn't see what was happening until it's too late, and then I got taken down and had my operation. And so we had to postpone the Navy case, but I've had time to kind of plan it out a little better. And this place is huge. It's, we're in the 100,000 square feet mark. It's just a big hospital, totally empty, no power. We got it, multiple times if we want it. So we're going to be able to go into this Navy hospital.
We gotta get out of this.
You know what I decided to do is I managed to wrangle myself a complete doctor's outfit. So and I've got extras. So we're gonna dress everybody up in surgical scrubs, and we're gonna go in and actually look like we're part of the hospital, and outfit ourselves with recorders and everything, kind of you know, semi hidden. And walk around and just talk to, you know, talk about any medical terminology we can and about things we know about medicine and just see what we get. So, you know, I'm a big believer in role-playing and, you know, especially with paranormal investigation. And I think it should get some interesting reactions. So if we could get into some of the ORs and maybe down into the morgue area. And there were a lot of Navy personnel, especially guards, who would actually leave their posts and did not care that they were going to be court-martialed because they said, there's no way you can make me stay down there with the things that are running around in front of us in broad daylight. So this is a pretty intense haunt that we're going to go into. But, you know, we're going to test the theory, you know, with the dress-up stuff and see what we can. Yeah, I'm going to be a surgeon for a day. That'll be cool. Be just like my grandpa.
we're always saying, you know, try anything at least once. And then if it don't work, try it again.
Yeah,
that's our theory. I mean, you gotta try something. I mean,
yeah, have you ever done the role playing stuff? Have you tried any costumes or different things like that?
No, we never tried that yet. That sounds like fun.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was watching Ghost Adventures Marathon yesterday, and they were showing Zach and the other two. I'm trying to remember. There's Zach, and then there's can't remember the other two guys' names. You guys can, you know, pop that out there for me. But Zach and the boys were dressing up in Civil War outfits, and they actually went through part of the mock-up battles. They were actually part of the reenactment crew. They brought in a bunch of those guys, and they got schooled in how to do it, and it really stirred things up for them. And they were able to get, they actually had a over in the train yard area. They had actually got a pretty good video of what appeared to be a soldier in the distance using the thermal camera. And, God, I would love to get a thermal camera. I mean, but those are way expensive, you know. I don't know if you guys have got.
I think it's on eBay. It's like $2,500.
Yeah, I've been really looking it over, you know, even like the less expensive ones. But, you know, they're really being held up artificially because, you know, the state of digital photography and thermography is advanced a lot, and the circuits should be really low priced. You know, why it's being held up so much by, you know, in terms of cost, I don't know. But when the breakthrough happens and they get them down into the $400 or $500 mark, you know, then I can probably justify that. But
I'm surprised you didn't try to build one.
Yeah, you know, I've been doing my builds here steadily, you know, since I've been kind of down, and, you know, I've got a bunch of things. I did a couple of Ramsey meters. I had two kits for that, and I've got some IR lights I've done, and I'm doing this special. I think I talked about it with you guys before, which is the pressure sensor, different switches. So, you know, that's basically together. I did wire it up and try it out, and so the next step is just to get it in a proper case and then have it where I can switch the sensors out easy. So we're going to try that and see how that goes, you know, on an upcoming case. And, you know, so we got a lot going on. The other thing is the actual underwater investigation that we got planned. We're looking at that for, you know, definitely in the spring or maybe into summer, going underwater. And I'll have Spencer in a boat.
Where are you going for that?
Pardon me?
Where are you going for that?
Well, what we're going to do is I'm looking for, you know, we have very specific parameters for safety reasons. You know, 20 to 40 feet depth. You know, scuba tanks. You know, two of us as divers. I'll be one of the divers. And we'll have a hydrophone down. Spencer will run the hydrophone. I've got we're going to bring an ovulus along and have that up there tied in with, and we'll also have a straight amplifier for the hydrophone and our gear running off of that. And then us down below, we'll be doing work, I don't know that we're going to have any advanced communications gear because, you know, the scuba will probably be able to afford to rent it, won't let us talk underwater. But we'll try to work out some kind of signaling system, maybe bang on something, and, you know, and you could put an underwater speaker out there so we can hear people talking above and we can answer back with taps. So we're looking for a wreck. Basically, I want to find a sunken vessel, freshwater. It should be a freshwater dive. And I'm just not into, especially in the rivers here. We even have bull sharks here in California that are going out freshwater all the way through the Sacramento River. So we're going to be picking a lake or something that where there was a wreck. And we know that the safety levels are good and the temperature will be good and then hit it. But we've actually got everything we need to make our own hydrofoam. And so I've got all the components, and we're going to start doing our first tests here next month. They're fairly easy to make out of, I think, a 35-millimeter canister, mineral oil, condenser mic, and then you can use different things to seal it so the water doesn't get in. And then they turn into excellent, sound pickup for underwater. So the pressure waves will hit the plastic and then transmit right through the mineral oil, and then the condenser mic will pick it right up and work. So we're going to give that a shot, see how it goes. Alan is having a screwdriver. Here's to Alan. Everybody say yay. Yay, Alan.
Yeah, I'm enjoying my wine, so I'm good to go.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to have too much alcohol, given that I'm still getting used to life without a gallbladder, but I'm going to have a little bit of wine, I think. I'll be able to cheat. Yeah, but more happy is here. And Scott, let's see, Alan, I think, did I read Alan's thing, what he got from Santa? I think I did. I think he got something special. Scott, I'm looking, I'm seeing it just coming into view is what you got also. It's actually a moonshine thing. You're going to make moonshine. You've been on the good list, so Santa is delivering a moonshine kit for you.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. It's the beer thing. Yeah, the beer. That's it. You're going to be making more beer. Exotic beers. You know, to brew all kinds. Paranormal beer. And actually, I did get a kit, and I have my beer-making kit sitting there waiting for me to try it for this spring when I actually have some of it. So I ordered a kit, and I was thinking of you. Let's see, and More Happy is getting comedy tapes from the Carol Burnett Show, and you were also good. So you're getting the comedy DVDs, yes. So Santa didn't quite get them there, but you just have to keep looking. So, I hope that works out. It's great how this works out. Yeah, I'm just so happy that Congress all got lumps of coal. It made my day. The entire bunch, all of them, including the aides and the assistants and all the people, and the lobbyists. Well, the lobbyists were taken out on a ship by Santa, and they had concrete poured around their ankles, and they were no more lobbyists. Just think of the beauty of this. You know, it's just wonderful. Washington will actually turn into a nice town. I just love this. But let's see. What are the future investigations you guys got coming up?
Well, I just might have got one there tonight. Sorry to say, a friend of mine's father passed away tonight last week. And he actually owned his tavern about maybe like 10 miles away from us. And apparently, in the upper floor, some guy hung himself at one time. So we're going to get a chance to go in there, I believe. I'm trying to shoot for February for that one. It's like a bar, so we'll be able to have access to the top floor the whole night if we want. But probably won't get to the downstairs part until probably like 2:30. After they close. But, I mean, usually we'll stay for another 2 or 3 hours, so we'll probably be there until 5:30 investigating. So we like to at least put in 3 hours. So I'm hoping to get that.
All right. Well, guess what? I've got Alan, your boss, has dialed in, and I think he's drinking his screwdriver, and he's probably going to start raving at us. So we better be good to him. Alan, come in, Alan.
Hello, John. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Good to see you there, my friend. Merry Christmas. Big clap on the back from GRI.
Well, we appreciate every time we get being able to talk to you and say hello. One thing Scott did forget to mention on upcoming investigations, We also have one, or maybe I might have come in a little too late, but we do have one coming up the 15th of January as well, private residence with some interesting stuff going on.
I beat you to it, Alan.
Oh, you beat me to it? Well, okay. Well,
oh,
see?
Yeah.
See, that's why
if
he's the investigator, and I'm only the founder and director.
If you were supposed to be getting that drink, you would have known that.
Hey, well, what can I say? I had to make a screwdriver, you know. I'm getting into the spirits of my own now, you know what I'm saying? I was listening to your show the other night, John, and by the time I sit there and decided to call in, why, it was about ready to wrap up, so it's like, okay, well, I'll call in and surprise them some of these other times. So I wanted to get in there and say hello and say how everybody was doing, and glad to hear you're doing better after your operation, and glad to hear you back on the air.
It's
good to be
back.
Oh, man, I mean, the feeling, you know, the feeling of relief. Last week I suddenly noticed I was starting just day by day. There were really strong improvements day by day. And, you know, the prior weeks it was just, you know, it depended on the day. It was just, you know, you'd go one moment and you'd feel great. And the next year just like, oh, this sucks. I'm going to go to bed. But now it's just, you know, it's just I'm feeling like I want to get out of the house, you know. And I'm actually going out to see a movie with a lady friend tomorrow. She
Woo!
Wanted to get me out of the house. Well, yeah, I'm being taken out by a woman in a BMW.
Whoa,
oh, BMW better yet.
Yeah, I'm going to be feeling pretty good. So she's going to take me to her place, and you know, we're going to do dinner, and then we'll come back. So it should be nice. But I'm basically under her command for a little while, so that's going to be great. But then the following week it's going to be wrap up a lot of my builds and get everything you know, as many things as I can get ready for investigation and stuff. But it's just good to be back. I missed all you guys. You know, you guys are your show. You're still doing that regular, like, right? I mean, you've been on the air pretty.
Whenever we get the chance, a lot of times we get busy. So we had just this past month finished up our 17th investigation for this year, and as Scott had said, we already got our first one for the new year. And so we do when we get the chance, you know, with all we got going, you know, going through evidence and clients and stuff like that, sometimes it's a little hard to do. But, yeah, we still have it on whenever we get the chance.
Well, you know, what do you guys think of this whole thing with Blog Talk, with the whole shift with the, you know, pay for shows now, you know?
Yes, well, I talked about that about the other day. You were saying, I have a half an hour and there's 3 sound files. So I'm like, well, that could be an issue because I'd rather spend money on paranormal equipment than, you know what I mean?
I'm turning around and I'm ordering it this coming Thursday. But I'm going to order an 8-channel DVR system. So we're always investing, trying new equipment and stuff. And I don't know. I think in a way that kind of stinks in a way with what they're doing. I mean, as you know yourself, some of the stuff we've done, we've needed sometimes an hour or more just to do a good, half decent show. So this half hour stuff, I think I'm going to have to see what I can do and email them or something, maybe change your mind to give us a little bit of a break. But I guess, like Scott said, if we have to do a half hour, we'll have to do a half hour maybe later on go premium. I don't know. We'll see how it works out.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have, you know, I've got my Shoutcast subscription, which, you know, I've got basically up to 100 listeners. And, you know, I'm not going to use all the bandwidth. So I'm going to be looking at people who maybe want to try DJing their own show at a set time, you know, because we just are going to be not able to use it all the time. So I'm looking at that as kind of a backup to what I'm doing with Blog Talk, because I don't know where they're going to go in the future. I mean, this could get real interesting with the whole notion of the price increases, especially through the year if inflation goes crazy. So, you know, I'm trying to, you know, hedge my bets, and, you know, and we've had the other Shoutcast capability for a while. We just haven't really developed it. But, it's definitely out there, and we're looking at that real hard. So, just stay in touch on that one, because, we're going to continue forward, and we'll definitely open our show to other paranormal investigators. We're real friendly with everybody, and, you know, if you've got something you want to share, you know, on ours, you know, we'll bring you on and, you know, help you out with that. So, you know, definitely think about that, because we're not going away.
we're not planning on it. Yeah. Another thing I mentioned to Scott and the rest of our team, I'll mention it to you. I have connections to where we can be on, also on the internet as well, with live webcasts, doing shows and stuff. I'm working in the process of setting that up. And also, at some point, we'll be able to do the, what they call, live on the web investigations for people to sit there and check out. So I'll let you guys know more as that goes and see where we go. Like I said, I'm in the makings now. I'm talking to a guy that I met as a paranormal investigator down in Kentucky. So he's got things set up. So see how that goes. Maybe even at times, him and I were talking, we can get on, review our evidence, show our evidence live and all that, right on here and stuff. So got a lot of things in the making. So, it's kind of hard to do everything we want to do, but we got to stretch it out and do what we have to. But, yeah, you can keep us in mind for that, too, John. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, we are always open, especially on Sunday nights with the Sunday night shows. We do a lot of, have guests in, and, I'm going to start reaching out more to the paranormal groups out there because a lot of them are not going to be able to afford to do the shows. So, it's just going to be a case of, those that can, reach out and open their door and we bring people through. So, I'm going to commit to that and do my part, and then we'll do the mediumship shows on Fridays, and then I've got Kathy on Thursdays. And she was talking about some of the same things with what she's got going on. But it's just good to be here, and see the future, shaping up. And it's going to be a great investigative year for all of us. But anyway, we're coming up on the end of it. I just had to run through right to the end. Kathy's show is next. So if you guys want to pop over there, definitely give that a look. But, Quinny, Scott, and Alan, thank you all for dialing in today.
Yeah.
Christmas Day of all days, you guys are all hanging out with me. So it
just makes my
heart. Well, we love you guys, too. Love you all. I mean, come on. It's just your family to me. It's a miracle we can have this conversation across the whole country and have this venue. So I think it's the best thing ever. So hope you all have a great rest of the day, and I'll see you guys tonight, 10 o'clock Pacific. And any last words for any of you guys?
I just want to sit there and wish everyone a scary Merry Christmas, and as we said earlier, in case we don't talk to everybody before then, have a happy Haunted Boo Year. And a nice talk to you, John, and we get the chance tonight if we're not full of Christmas spirits, we'll listen tonight too as well. So again,
okay,
Merry Christmas. Thanks for having us on, and hopefully sometime we'll get you back on the show before they go through this change.
Okay, we'll do. I'll keep my schedule open for that.
All right. Merry Christmas, John.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, guys.
Merry Christmas, guys. Merry Christmas, John.
Hey, Quinny, big hug to you, sweetheart.
Big hug to you.
I'll send that thing out here a little bit later. So, and I am going to start winding this down. Scott, any final thing there? Oh, is he gone? Oh, we lost Scott. So, all right. So it's just me, myself, and I. I think Quinny's on. Are you there, Quinn?
I'm kind of sort of here.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I am going to talk with you. Just 2 minutes left here. There is. I am going to be on January 31st doing a kind of a review show of some of our best cases. So I'm going to set the time up for that and get that all squared. And we'll we'll pull some of the top 10 EVPs, talk about our cases. I'm going to try to get my partner Spencer Hughes on, so we'll do some reminiscing if I can get him pulled away from everything going on, and maybe we could do a show about that and some of the things we experienced. Talk about the attack that we had on one of our team members that actually happened in January this year, and some of the things we saw and felt and heard and the challenges we went through. So I think it'll be a good review. And then the hope for the future for 2011, what we see and do, some of which I've already talked about. So with that said, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're going to go ahead and shut this show down, Christmas Day. Again, go over and see Kathy, Kathy Bradshaw Show. That's on. She's going to be doing some stuff for today. And I will tell you guys all tonight about what happened at the Shingle Springs Cemetery. I'm going to get my cousin to take me over, and we're going to do some Christmas wishes, and I'll do some EVP while in there. Maybe I'll be able to play some today's EVPs from Christmas. And seeing my friend William Madison Palmer, who I'm good friends with. He's on the other side, but he's a great friend. So Merry Christmas to all of you, and peace on earth, goodwill towards men and women. And this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're going to sign off. And I'll play a little bumper music from Arizona. Here we go. Bye, everybody.